On the telephone line, he's the head coach of football. It's hard for me to say it, at Colby College. Jack Cosgrove joins us. Jack, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon to you. It's good to connect with you here.
Absolutely. What's going on today? You got a couple of days before the team shows up officially, right?
Yeah, Saturday, Rich. A little different from my experience up at Maine. Shoot, I've been up and watched them practice 3 or 4 times. In the meantime, because you get a little antsy when everybody that plays this game is off playing. Even the high schools are playing it and, scrimmaging and practicing and doing the things they need to do. And I'm sitting behind a desk right now just waiting for that day to come.
Well, yeah, it is a bit of a change. What did I hear for numbers? At Maine, Division One, you had something like 40 practices in advance of your first game, and here at Colby, what is it, 13?
A little skewed there, but you're close. You're a good listener. At Maine, in NCAA Division One, you'd have 15 spring and 29 preseason for a total of 44. We don't have spring football here, and we have 17 practice opportunities before our first game. So, it's a difference of 27 practice opportunities, in order to prepare our team for our first game. And believe me, they feel as excited and energized about that opportunity as the guys at Maine will have next Thursday against UNH. But it's really taken me to try to do some figuring out how we're going to cover all that ground and get them ready.
Now, did I see you and your staff were down at Patriots practice the other day?
That's a big secret, Rich.
Somebody let the cat out of the bag.
How'd that get out?
Oh, listen, we got people. We got people here.
You sure do. You sure do. I'm a big Rich Kimble fan. You know that. But we were, yes. I can confirm that.
Excellent. Our sources were correct. It's always good when they don't screw up here. Well, I know from talking to you the other day, when we saw you on Saturday, that players are excited, but you're excited about this too. You're a guy who was born to be on the sidelines working with young people. How pumped up are you to get back to doing that?
Well, I really am. I really missed it. I spent 2 years in administration, and it just wasn't the connection to the student athlete wasn't there as it had been for me in my previous 29 years at Maine. So having this opportunity was really exciting for me, and it's allowed me to interact with a different type of young man. I think obviously it's a Division III level versus Division I. But it's still football, and it's really pleasing to see how much the game means to them in its own way.
Now, who's your opener against?
We got the defending NESCAC champion Trinity Bantams, Rich. So right away, it's ante up.
And that's on the road, right?
No, that's home here.
Oh, that's home. Oh, okay.
Stadium, yes, September the 15th, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
I think you might have a bye on your schedule that week.
We do have a bye, and Coach Lucy and I are planning on being down there on Mayflower Hill.
Make sure we check out his notes before he gets there.
Oh, he's been working on those for a couple of months now. You know that, guys.
I do.
So you're excited about this, and also the facilities, I know, are a great cause for excitement. They're spending some money on the programs there at Colby.
Well, I was... when I interviewed for the job in late December, I was really taken. I'm almost embarrassed to say that I really didn't know what a beautiful campus this is, and some of the visionary projects that they have going on there. These numbers are staggering to me, Rich, but $750 million of campus-wide renovations, including a $200 million athletic center to replace the one we're in right now, which isn't half bad. But the one we're going to have, I don't know. What do you build for $200 million? I mean, it's going to be special. And I think it's had a real impact. I think our president, David Green, here has set some very high standards and expectations of the Colby community in the future. He was really convincing on my interview about you know, the direction that he would like to see this school and campus head. And as much as the emphasis is on academics here, he's a guy who wants to see our athletic team win championships. And, you know, that's very pleasing to a coach's ear to hear that and to feel the support. So, you know, I know that it's already paid dividends in our recruiting. We've really worked hard at that here, very much aggressive. You know, I feel like I was almost, you know, they're very similar schools, Colby and the University of Maine. Very isolated. You don't pass by them on a regular basis. They're destination spots for special young men and young women who want that type of environment. You know, isolated, rural. You know, I usually use the expression, you're going to find more trees than traffic, you know, and some people are looking for that. And it's really been our mission to identify those guys like we did at Maine that can prosper and really be successful in that type of environment. And, you know, hopefully we're successful. They, you know, it hasn't been a good run of football success here for a bit. And hopefully we're going to be able to change that.
Cos, we got a little musical interlude for you. We thought you might like this. Give a listen to this.
A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Now, that's not the mule. Like Ben Crosby was completely wrong, right? You've researched the mule. You know what they're all about.
The mule is, the status of the mule is being identified here on a regular basis and talked about all the time. You know, I felt like I really was honored to represent the black bear, you know, for so long. But now I'm a mule, and, you know, there's a lot to be said. I mean, people don't know how highly intelligent mules are, how patient they are under pressure, how tough-skinned and resilient they are. They're sure-footed, which to me, that means they're athletic. They come in all shapes and sizes, and which is what a football player is. So there's a lot of things, and especially one of the characteristics, they can work longer and recover faster, which you've been around Maine football, and I want, this is a characteristic I want to be able to see in place here at Colby, is really being great in the fourth quarter and having the ability to finish games and to win games late or to take them into overtime and be successful. So those are things that I learned about the mule and that we're preaching here at Colby now.
I have no doubt it's going to work out. And you and I were talking about this the other day when we saw you over at the Wiffle Ball Tournament. You're going to miss a Maine football game, and that means I will take over the lead for the longest streak of seeing a Maine football game without missing one.
Yeah, since 1987, I've been to every football game played by the University of Maine, haven't missed one. Your season, you stopped when?
I started in 97, so I got to go 10 more years to match your record.
Oh, so all right. Well, I might have a chance then to keep track, huh?
Oh, I think you're going to hang on to it. I don't know if I got 10 years left in me, period, let alone doing football.
Well, tell you what, I couldn't be more honored to hand that record off to you. I'll tell you, because you deserve it. Your support and all that you've done for Maine football and representing it and promoting it. You know this, I've told you this before, but you and Lucy, what a team. It's special, unique, and they're fortunate and blessed to have you.
Well, Cos, we're going to miss you on the road this year. That was one of our highlights of the last couple of years, is getting to hang out and have dinner with you on the road and talk football and life. We'll miss that, but I know you're going to do great things down at Colby, and we look forward to seeing you on the 15th and checking in with you throughout the year.
Thanks so much, Rich. And I promise not to let out any of your undercover spots on the road.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we've got to have some honor among thieves here. Absolutely. Thanks, Cos.
You got me. Hey, my pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate the honor of being on your show.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. It's Jack Cosgrove, head coach of the Colby Mules here on Downtown.